Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I just got so excited with the changing landscape of menswear and the new energy that's coming in at different houses. It's a really exciting time, I think, for menswear. So I thought that it would be a really good time for me to focus on artisanal for man, because it's something that I believe in, and to take this season to do it. There is a ready-to-wear collection as well, but I've taken the key silhouettes, if you like, and that's what you will be seeing in this collection. It's made up mainly of tailoring, straight of grain, and the bias, which is really exciting, and a genre of cutting that I've been wanting to explore further for some time. The rest of the collection will be shown with the women's in September. It's a co-ed show. We're trying to define what artisanal means for us. It's rooted in craftsmanship. I mean, it's the highest form of dressmaking, but for men. Its backbone is in tailoring, but we've tried to further explore the bias cuts. And along with that comes a whole new vocabulary of fabrics and a new relationship with them, which I am learning every day as we're going along. Of course, there's my favourite satin back crepes, but there are new fabrics too, like the tweeds, which I've tried to reinterpret on the bias for day wear. So it's something that's uniquely made for you, fitted for you, to work for your life, and original. The philosophy of this artisanal man's is a proposal of how one could maybe consider bespoke for today, that's rooted in authenticity, a way of perhaps beginning to redefine what is a new masculinity or even femininity through cutting. I think it was around about 1986, I think it was a collection called Fallen Angels in London, and I started to cut sleeves on an arc because I liked the shapes, but when you put it on, it started to cowl around the elbow. And then someone said to me, oh, that's the bias, and I was like, well, oh, well, you should check out the work of Madeleine Vionnet, who I hadn't heard of before, and I did. And then a whole new world opened up. Vionnet had started to use the bias for Antime lingerie, and then she developed it, and she was the queen of the bias, into bias-cut frocks. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you had a napkin at home and you hold it like a square and you pull the left and the right side simultaneously, that's what we call straight of grain. Now turn that square into a diamond, let's say, and pull the opposite corners. And when you pull, you'll see what happens. There's a natural elasticity in the fabric, and that's when you've hit the true bias. That natural elasticity is the most modern thing any guy could wear. It's liberating. It's light. it gives you an illustrative line. It's relaxed looking. It's sensual. Louche. Great thing about satin back grape too, reacts with the body temperature. Because of the very nature of the way it's woven. When it's on the body temperature breaks down the fibres in the fabric, so it starts to mould as well. So it's like mercurial oil. You know, you have to hang the fabric after it's been painted or dyed or woven, because then it stretches, it drops. So before you can even place anything on the body, you have to let it hang for like 7 days. Then you can go into it and start moulding on the body. Then you take it away again and you have to hang. Each time you have to let the fabric hang, because otherwise, if you put it together like that, like ready to wear, look a real mess. You have to let it hang and drop, hang and drop. Then remodel it on the body, baste it, never sew it, baste it, there's the big tap marks. Then on the boy, you put it on, you do the fitting, but you don't sew it, you leave it basted until 24 hours before. By which time it will have hung as much as it's gonna drop. Fun. It's a never-ending learning process with the bias, because every fabric reacts differently. Every fabric has a different reaction when you cut it on the cross. Right. So a dialogue develops and you have to be quite attentive, because it's alive and it teaches you. You can't read about it in a book. It is so fascinating, really. It's you know, I'm doing it with tweed, like, you know, English tweeds, which react completely different to the satin back crepes that I'm used to working with. So there's a dialogue that develops. There's an authenticity. There's a respect for the noblesse of the fabric. You're not forcing it to do anything. It tells you what to do. That's the real luxe. That spine-tingling moment of an early morning shrug after an after-party. Well, you don't actually put the sleeves through your coat. You just put the coat on your shoulders and you shrug. The memory of a shoulder line and a shoulder pad almost looks like a cape, which has associations with heroism. It's just the memory of a shoulder line that I would have to illustrate, and we've produced a jacket that echoes that shoulder line, almost like a Crombie coat silhouette, like a gent's coat. The cut is inspired by the way we sometimes dress in haste. You know, you imagine those early pictures of Humphrey Bogart with a cigarette, you know, the coat just on the shoulders. It's an unconscious grab, it's a shrug, it's an attitude. And I've tried to express it through a coat, so we could all have that attitude. So the silhouette at the back is like a cape, but a contained cape. The volume is controlled, as artisanal menswear should be. And we've lined it in repurposed kimono fabrics, which is really, really beautiful, kind of lilacs and palmers. Beautiful mohair, which is really raw, so it helps me express that shape. And top collar in velvet. What is sexy today? I mean, it's a moment to collectively redefine what it means, could mean today. The millennials and the Z generation, gay marriages is history. For them, it's like old news. I mean, we've lived through it. So their view is completely different of the world. And of course, one understands it, but you can't put yourself in those shoes, can you? You can only be alive around these people. We have great stagiaires, and I would say that's my daily connection with them. The very talented guys that are on student placements that do a whole year with me and are very involved in putting the collection together. That's a daily connection and listening to them. But I mean, as much as they're obsessed with what I do and the craft, I mean, I'm obsessed with what they're thinking. So it's like an ongoing exchange, a dialogue daily which is like amazing, amazing. The youth present at the Met Ball was just amazing, and their interpretation of Black Tie, different volumes, it was their interpretation. It wasn't thematically linked, it really wasn't. When you saw some of those younger kids, it was their interpretation of Black Tie, and that was so inspiring to see. It was just amazing, really. The idea that there are other options, and I hope that we begin to offer some different volumes or options for that crowd. Yeah, that was a real eye-opener. I mean, you know, I turned up in my Anderson Shepherd, you know, Savile Row suit, and I mean, there were many options of what you could wear to such an event. And that was, like, really exciting to see. Seismic change, really, from the last time I had actually attended this amazing ball. To know that there are other options. I rather like being able to interpret a dress code. I mean, yeah, there are still places where you have to wear a jacket. There are restaurants in Paris that won't let you in if you're wearing shorts. Those dress codes exist. Maybe you avoid those places. But I like the idea of being able to interpret certain dress codes. But I also like the idea that some dress codes exist. What is formal? It's that same thing. What's masculine? There's a whole debate one could have about what is formal today and what is not formal. That street culture will always be an inspiration and an influence on us all, because that's where the energy is. That's where the kids, you know, when their backs are up against the wall, they get creative, don't they? They express themselves. And that energy has always influenced creation, always. And it's often affected by politics, society. You know, it has a huge influence and will help to shape maybe what we consider masculine or feminine or formal or informal in the future. And honestly, as in with the artisanal women, what I'm showing is just an example of what we can achieve. Of course, any of these things, whether it's an embroidery or fabric, can be interpreted for you. You may like what I've done with the kimonos, but not necessarily on that Macintosh silhouette, and you may want a suit in it. Well, that's my job. Look, I'm just trying to exercise the craft of dressmaking, and we call it men's, but I mean, you know, it's traditionally, I've used it for women's, but hey, why not? Preordained conformist ideas of masculinity and femininity, yes. What is masculine today? What is feminine today? Really, I hope this is the beginning of a journey to help us discover a new sensuality, a new sexuality, breaking down preconceived ideas of what's masculine and what's feminine through cutting skills that I've learned and I'm still learning.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.